Reddit, fun little website. Confession tab on Reddit. I do nothing at my new job and nobody has seemed to notice. Now listen, this guy's story. Applied for a transfer across town. He's in an actual role. And he's actually fairly busy these days, but it wasn't always that way. He said he got a new job about 3 months ago from a competitor. Fortune 300 company, right?
Okay.
So when getting hired, he was told his team was getting assembled and was given some preliminary work to do, but it may be a week or two. So he's like, all right, cool. That'll give me some time to get acclimated,
sure,
you know, with the surroundings and stuff.
Yeah.
So
decorate my cubicle.
Yeah. Completes the work, the preliminary work that he was given sooner than expected.
All right.
And then he asked his boss, he's like, okay, anything else? He's like, well, not yet. Just, you know, hang tight. About a month goes by.
Oh, wow.
Still nothing.
A month goes by of hanging tight?
Yeah, he's emailing managers asking if they needed, like, any help on anything.
Can I get you coffee?
He's checking in weekly with members of HR. Still nothing. He has his own office.
Wow. He is at a level where he has an office.
Yeah.
And they got nothing.
Then his boss retires.
Oh.
And the new interim guy is from another department.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. And so
I'm sensing he's falling through the cracks at this point.
Yes,
he's starting to slip down the crack.
Yes.
Ah!
And so he says it's been close to 3 months, and outside of extremely minor favor tasks that have been asked and my initial pre-planning, I've essentially done nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
And That's kind of awesome.
And I have not been asked what I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
Once.
He must be amazing at Candy Crush.
He said, he said, I occasionally will walk around the production floor with a clipboard taking notes so I'm seen.
Sure.
But I don't even know if I'm supposed to do that or if anybody even notices.
Wow, I need to buy a clipboard. That'll make me look busy. Yeah, maybe that's the key.
And he says, my new boss doesn't even seem to realize I'm one of his workers.
Oh my
gosh. Essentially just leaves me alone, lost in the shuffle of a huge company.
Is that not the greatest thing ever? I feel like that's goals. Is it not? Or is it slow torture? I don't know. There's a couple ways to look at it. Like,
if you don't
have anything to do, it can make the days seem super uber long. Otherwise, if you're just kind of locking yourselves away and like hanging out on Facebook and playing video games or whatever, that could be like best of life ever.
Right.
So my older sister's roommate, best friend, known her forever, started with a company that came here from Britain, and they hired her out of college,
mm-hmm.
but then they decided, we overhired. Hey, mm-hmm. guys, so we're going to put some of you on the bench. She literally got to stay at home at Jacksonville Beach, get paid on a salary, and she just went to the beach all day. Finally, they're like, hey, we need you actually for something we're starting up in New York City. She went there all summer and then was on the bench still because they changed their mind.
Get oh my god.
So she was living her best life for a year, basically running around New York City and Jacksonville Beach getting paid. And then finally she quit because she just felt like, I'm useless here.
Wow.
Yeah.
But by choice, she could have kept milking that.
I mean, where most companies just downsize and get rid of the people that they don't need,
they
were
the
keeping them at bay and saying, we'll keep paying you, but you don't have to do anything.
And she was making good money.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
apply for that job.
We'll pay for you to stick around because we don't know what we're going to do with you yet, but we want to make sure that, you know, you don't leave and like go to a competitor or something like
that.
How
do we get those jobs?
I was going to say, is anybody in a situation like that?
I'm certainly qualified to do nothing. I'm qualified to do nothing.
No, is anybody hiring?
And I will second that. Kelly literally is qualified to do nothing.
I'm amazing at it. Thank you.
But text us 502-571-9970 because I get if you don't want to like call and like let your voice be on
heard,
the air.
Sure.
But I want to know if there's anybody who literally is in a job right now that they're like, no one really knows I work.
I don't have anything.
Really.
What's going on? It's fine. I take long lunch breaks.
Right, for sure.
I nap.
We got a text message at 502-571-9970 from a listener who was like, friend of mine worked at a large supermarket grocery store. He would come in every day, clock in, leave, and then come back to clock out.
Oh my gosh.
Did this for 6 months every day.
Are you kidding?
Every day he was scheduled to work, he eventually just got tired of going in to clock in and out at his scheduled times.
Oh my gosh.
So if he was like scheduled like from 10 to 4 or whatever, he'd go in at 10, clock in, leave, come back at 4, clock out.
Wow.
So then eventually he missed 2 days of work back to back, got called into HR so they could fire him because he was the no-call, no-show. Literally, he probably could have been doing that for a long time. Like, how long could he have continued to do that and not get caught.
That's phenomenal.
You had one job, sir. Literally to check in and check out.
Yeah. It's kind of great.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, not great, though. Don't do that.
Well, you actually had a real example. Job.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right,
but your one job was check in, check out.